Johannesburg, South Africa, 17th of July 2018. Former US President Barack Obama is delivering his first significant speech since leaving the White House. It's a lecture to about 15,000 people, commemorating the 100th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's birth. His topic? The perilous state of the world. There are enormous threats to justice and peace. Democracy itself is in danger. And a critical factor in the looming disaster, according to Obama, is the loss of objective truth. Censorship and state control of media is on the rise, Obama warns. Social media have become tools for promoting hatred and paranoia and propaganda and conspiracy theories. People don't care about reasoned debate. Instead, we surround ourselves with opinions that validate what we already believe. As a result, nobody is calling politicians to account for their lies. Unfortunately, too much of politics today seems to reject the very concept of objective truth. People just make stuff up. They just make stuff up. We see the utter loss of shame among political leaders where they're caught in a lie and they just double down and they lie some more. Politicians have always lied, but it used to be if you caught them lying, they'd be like, oh man. Now they just keep on lying. Post-truth was the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year in 2016. It means relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. Its use spiked during the US presidential election campaign in that year, along with the Brexit referendum in the UK. And it describes an ongoing reality in our world. As Obama pointed out, it's not just that people lie. It's that nobody even cares about lies. Truth isn't even a thing anymore. According to Obama, the blame lies with economic circumstances and the politics of greed and power. But it's not so simple, is it? For at least half a century in Western media and educational settings, the idea of objective truth has been relentlessly dismantled and ridiculed in the service of so-called progress. Generations have learned from infancy that my truth is the most basic form of truth. What matters is how I feel inside. This automatically makes claims of objective truth highly suspicious. The world didn't suddenly become post-truth in the 2010s. All that happened is the generations who had been taught to trust their feelings above claims of objective truth grew up and became majority voters. These voters put their faith in leaders who appealed to their intuition and preformed beliefs. Influential leaders, in turn, learned the art of using words to manipulate emotions and gain power. And the social media algorithms made the whole process wonderfully easy and efficient. How do you feel about all of this? What can be done? For most of us, the natural reaction is to lay the blame at the feet of others. After all, very few of us are cynical enough to admit we don't believe in truth. Post-truth isn't about me. It's a label that describes them. The selfish politicians, the greedy corporate bosses, the corrupt priests, the neighbours or family members who've wronged us, the people we disagree with, the manipulative media. Obviously, they're bad. But you and I are on the side of truth, aren't we? And yet, take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are you a truthful person? Really? Do you always tell the truth in every circumstance? Do you always value truth by seeking it out? I suspect you answered no. If you answered yes, you're lying. So why don't you always tell the truth? Maybe there are truths that you can't speak out loud because it would hurt too much. Or perhaps you believe deep down that the truthfulness of your words doesn't matter as much as the effect of your words.